Every month on this program, we ask you what you're listening to, what turns your turntable or spins your hard drive. We've spoken to a postman, a construction worker, an aerospace employee, among others. Last month, we met a 13-year-old junior high school student, and today we are talking to Gloria DeArcangelis. She's a painter in Seattle, Washington, where she joins us now from the studios of KUOW. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Steve.
So I understand that you spend a lot of time listening to music at work.
Yes. My painting is very labor-intensive and takes a lot of patience, and so I usually need something to keep me entertained or keep me inspired or just keep me in a good mood.
So what are you listening to as you paint?
I guess I like to listen to music that in some way is a little dark.
Let's hear your first selection.
This is the first cut on Mark Lanegan's Field Songs album, and this is titled One Way Street.
And who's Mark Lanegan?
Mark Lanegan is a singer-songwriter. This is his fourth solo release. Previous to his solo career, he was the lead singer for a group called Screaming Trees.
Stars and the moon aren't where they're supposed to be. For the strange electric light, it falls so close to me.
I think it touches something really visceral. I think there's a sort of a plaintive sound. I get a sort of sense of longing.
Are you a moody person yourself?
Actually, no, I'm not.
What about that longing gets to you then?
I think of longing as being sort of a kind of emotional prima materia, you know, sort of like the building blocks of art, of experience, of living, a driving force. I really sense some sort of urgency in Mark Lanegan's music.
It's when you want something that you create something.
Yeah.
Wow. What else are you listening to?
I'm also listening to a person that I hear a lot of longing and darkness in, a woman named Shannon Wright, and I really don't know very much about her. I picked up this CD because I read a review in our local weekly paper, and it sounded so good, I thought, I have to get this.
What did the review say?
Oh, I would say that probably, and maybe this wasn't in the review, but I probably walked away saying, there's a terrible beauty in this woman's work, and I want to hear it.
What's the name of the song we're about to hear?
This is the title track of Dyed in the Wool.
Wow, pretty grim.
But it really rocks, too. I mean, she really rocks out. But her lyrics are, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say, like, Southern Gothic. She's from Florida, and people who know more about her than I do have mentioned that where she's from is really in her work.
I don't know. This is kind of grim, though, and you're there in Seattle, and there's a lot of rain, and you're painting these beautiful but dark paintings. I'm a little worried about you.
We've had 60 days of sunshine. I'm kind of going crazy right now.
You're hoping for rain.
Kind of.
Well, can you play us another selection of the music that you've been listening to while you're working?
Okay. I've also been listening to the soundtrack for the movie In the Mood for Love. There's definitely a theme of longing in this movie. It's a very tentative longing, and the movie takes place in Hong Kong in the 60s. It's a beautiful, beautiful film. It's visually very lush, and there's some very beautiful haunting music on the soundtrack, as well as some cuts of Nat King Cole singing in Spanish.
Nat King Cole?
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to it.
Aquellos ojos verdes de mirada serena dejaron en mi alma eterna sed de amar.
Those green eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sweet.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
It really swings.
Did the movie come to your attention first, or the music for the movie?
The movie came to my attention first.
And you walked out of that film saying,
I walked out of that film just stunned and raptured. Then I was at the video store trying to find out if it was for sale on DVD, and it wasn't yet, but they had this lovely boxed set soundtrack that not only had the music, but it had little cards, which were these beautiful stills from the movie.
So the movie music that goes with those pictures also goes with yours?
I guess so.
Do you find yourself being influenced by the kind of music you're listening to? Does it actually affect what you paint?
No, but I will use the music to help me. I actually have some music that if I'm having a bad time painting and I'm getting impatient and losing the track, there are a few CDs that I know I can put on and they'll bring me back into focus.
Gloria, I understand there's one more piece of music you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, there is. And it's a lovely waltz from In the Mood for Love. It's sort of the theme of the two lovers. It's a story about a couple who live next door to each other in a very crowded apartment building in Hong Kong, and they are slowly coming to the realization that their spouses are having an affair. And this is the sort of lovely, haunting waltz theme that's repeated throughout the movie.
Well, on that note of longing, I think we'll wrap it up. Gloria DeArcangelis, thanks very much for sharing your music with us.
You're very welcome.
And if you'd like to find out more about Gloria's picks, you can visit our website at npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, all you have to do is send us an email to watc@npr.org. And please put the words listening to in the subject line.